The Americas.
Flooding in Brazil. Hard rain. Huge floods in Brazil's south are a harbinger of disasters to come.
Torrential rains have been battering the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul for almost 3 weeks. On May 2nd, 8 of the world's 10 rainiest cities were in the state. At least 150 people have died and 130 are missing. 600,000 people have been made homeless. Many have no drinking water or electricity. It's like a war zone, says Bruna Travi, a volunteer in Porto Alegre, the state capital. Civilians are using fishing boats and jet skis to pull survivors out of the filthy water and bring them to shelters, which are largely supported by donations. Rio Grande do Sul is among Britain's most prosperous states. Larger than Britain and home to 11 million people, its fertile plains attracted millions of immigrants in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They turned it into an agricultural powerhouse. As in neighbouring Uruguay and Argentina, the state's people are called gauchos for their cowboy skills. Its output accounts for around 6% of Brazil's GDP. It produces 70% of the country's rice and is the world's top exporter of tobacco. It is also a big producer of wheat, soy, cattle and cellulose. Just in the first 4 months of the year, the state's agricultural products accounted for $3 billion in exports. The rains arrived at the end of the rice and soybean harvest. Between a tenth and a third of either may be lost. Some are already assessing a high economic cost. XP Asset Management, a Brazilian investment firm, has cut its growth forecast for the country this year from 2.4% to 2.1%. The government has announced a relief package of 60 billion reais, that's $12 billion, or 0.6% of GDP, and has frozen Rio Grande do Sul's debt repayments to the federal government for 3 years. The true scale of the damage will only become clear when the water subsides, but some economists reckon the damage to infrastructure alone could come to 100 billion reais. The flooding is being caused by a confluence of weather events whose effects are being exacerbated by climate change. Last year marked the return of El Niño, a weather pattern which warms the eastern Pacific Ocean and brings more rain to the southern cone. Combined with unusually weak winds from Antarctica and a warming Atlantic Ocean, this is intensifying both floods and droughts in southern Brazil. The area's last great flood was in 1941. Then came a cyclone last September that killed 54 people, which in turn is dwarfed by the current deluge. The disaster is not over yet. Heavy rains are still falling. Some small towns will have to rebuild on higher land to avoid future flooding. Millions living in Brazil's south are the latest victims of a changing climate, but they will not be the last.